Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. Thank you so much for joining us on a very special week of the Holderness Family Podcast.
It is special, honey.
We're going to workshop something today, actively.
Actively.
We don't know how it's going to go.
We don't know how it's going to go. Yeah. You may hear us scream and cry, or it may be the thing that changes our entire holiday season.
If it is something that makes us scream and cry, I will take the blame, because this is my crazy idea. But if it changes our holiday season, I would also like full credit.
Okay, got it. Done. No. So let me say this first. Before we get started, there's some housekeeping items. You guys, our game, Family Face-Off, is in the universe. You can just search Amazon, Family Face-Off Game, or you can go to our website, theholdernessfamily.com, and you can order from there. It has brought tears to my eyes seeing people play with their families over Thanksgiving and seeing just all different ages loving it and playing it. It's really quick and fast paced. I hope you love it. It's why we created it, to bring families together, bring friends together. So just wanted to do a shameless plug. But it brings people joy, so I wanted to share that.
You shouldn't have no shame. You shouldn't have no shame. I'm very proud of our team, and I'm saying team because this game was something that we started a long time ago, and our team helped us kind of craft it into a card game. And so I'm really proud of the game, and I'm the same way as you. Anytime, even if we sell like three of these, and there are three families that have enhanced their lives, it's worth it to me, even though I have no idea what that means for our regular financials. I'm just very like,
yeah, that would be, yeah. I mean, pretty devastating financially if you only sold three.
Exactly.
But you guys, we are talking secret contracts, specifically holiday relationship contracts. Let's start from the beginning. Let's define secret contracts. It was a big chapter of our book, by the way. Oh my God, we're selling so much crap right now. We have a book called Everybody Fights, So Why Not Get Better At It?
You don't have to buy the book.
You can. And it's an audiobook too, that people actually really love the audiobook. But I'm trying not to upsell you guys.
Well, we're quoting it.
I'm going to read you a quote.
And this quote is free, you guys. You don't have to buy the book. This is a free, what? Free quote.
Free.
So, Cyber Tuesday special.
Oh my God. So cringy. Okay, we've talked a lot in the past about secret contracts, and these are things that we just like assumed and never mentioned that cause a stress in relationships, even work relationships. But I'm going to read a little passage from our book for free, you guys. It's from our book, page 68. Chapter is titled, I Do Everything, You Do Nothing. Here's a quote. Secret contracts are the silent deals you make with your partner by default and through routine. They are the tasks we take on and the identities we assume with an invisible handshake at the start of a relationship that we continue till death do us part or until something happens that reveals the contract needs to be redlined. When you first got together with your partner, each of you probably took on different responsibilities. You started chopping the vegetables. Your partner started writing the grocery list. You started mowing the lawn. Your partner knows who the internet provider is. You fell into these roles without thinking about it, and you never left. Listen, end of reading. The secret contracts are not always bad. They help us, I think, function in a relationship. They get bad, I think, when you're not properly communicating of like, does this thing you're taking on still serve you? For example, Penn is in charge of breaking down boxes in our house, and either he burns them in our fire pit, or he breaks them out and takes them to the dump, or puts the, if they don't fit into recycling. And it's the holiday season right now, and there are a lot of boxes outside that need to be dealt with.
Right.
But it's his responsibility.
Yes, and I don't. We've talked about it. Like, I don't particularly love it. Like, I think as long as you don't put them in the recycling bin unbroken down, like, right, that's where I turn into a bit of a rage monster. But this is a perfect example because it changes during the holidays.
Right.
It gets worse, right, guys? Like, we have a million boxes.
Right.
And with the holidays approaching, there are a whole new list of stressors, of routines, and really more importantly, because this is what it's about, wants and needs that create a whole slew of expectations. Because if you read the rest of our secret contract chapter, the solution is talking about what you want, right? Mature people ask for what they want is the title of that chapter. You get it out in the open instead of making it secret.
It should have been the title of the chapter. It's not the title of the chapter.
Is it not? Oh, this is I do everything. Okay, yeah. Well, you know, the next edit, well, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, with that whole new expectations, we have been guilty, and we talk about it in our book and in our podcast, of fighting maybe even a little more in December for this very reason. Mm-hmm. So here's the realization that we had today. The holiday has its own set of expectations, and we should make our own, not secret, our own holiday contract. So Kim, are you ready?
Oh my gosh.
To make a holiday contract. We don't know how this is going to go, but these are the rules I'm going to make, and tell me if this makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to start with what we love about the holidays, and we've prepared a list. That yes. one's already there. We're then going to talk about what we don't love about the holidays, right? Mm-hmm. And three things for each of those. And then we're each going to state what each of us wants. As a governor to this, so that you can't do like 20 things, only three things. So the three most important things that you want. And then I think what we're going to do is talk about these things, and I'm going to create my own list of things that I'm going to do for you, or right. that I'm going to do to help you get what you want. And then you, if you can, yeah. Which I'm sure you will make a list of things that you want to do. I am not a licensed therapist. This may be a disaster. But I think we'll just let people listen to it either way, right?
No, I think it's, and so, you know, Penn and I did a lengthy discussion before hitting the record button, and we both agreed that the things, when you're listing, you know, mature people ask for what they want, but it can't be,
I want you
to yeah. do X, Y, Z. It's, I need this. Mm-hmm. I
want this.
I want this. And it's, even if it's, so my list is like, I want some help, but it's not like, it's, you know, when we first went to counseling, something we were both guilty of is like, you know, you're supposed to start every sentence with I feel, because you really can't argue emotions. And I was like, well, I feel like you're being like, no,
we can't do that.
Yeah, I can't do that. So we're going to see.
Yeah.
And if this is helpful, I think we are, our biggest fights are in December.
Yeah.
If we can kind of navigate around those pitfalls. Yeah,
I just don't think we've ever sat down and had a conversation about what's important to us this time
yeah.
of year.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think, and like what our stressors are.
Can I also add real quick, we're getting, we're recording this podcast in our like attic. It's
yeah.
a finished attic mm-hmm. and it's where Penn does all this recording. You've seen shots of it. We're getting, it's also an attic. So our hot water heater is being replaced.
Yeah.
And so there's a plumber named Russell.
Yeah.
He's a great guy, but he may be in and out of this episode. So he is in, there's a door separating us, but you may hear Russell.
I would love to hear his feedback on this actually. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure that he's going to want to add feedback. He's a lovely man.
But by the way, getting a new hot water heater.
It's a stressor.
It's a stressor.
What, I mean, what's happened? Like my car died, my hot goodness. Water, like I'm trying to find, I, you know what's a
I
stressor?
I like wrapping the hot water heater and putting a bow on it and saying, Merry
you,
Christmas.
You know what someone could have gotten me for Christmas is me not to have to shop for a new car.
Yeah.
So We'll go on. This will be a whole other podcast. Okay, on how much I hate buying a new car because I just don't. Yeah, I don't like dealerships.
Okay. Anyway, so do you want to start with what you love, the three things, and then I'll do my three things of what I love?
Sure. And I also want to say that I have nine listed things.
Yeah.
A lot of them are eerily similar or like related to each other or intertwined. So I think my needs are pretty. They're pretty consistent and simple.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. So what I love, number one about Christmas, is the love. I love the love mm-hmm. that is centered around Christmas, whether that's giving gifts or giving compliments or love or just expressing your love for people around you, because that is or should be the center of Christmas, though sometimes it gets lost. But I do love that.
I love that.
I love the traditions, and this will be explained to you a little bit later, because to me, a tradition is something that I get to do. Right? We get to go pick out a tree. We get to, I don't even mind decorating the house anymore. I've been conditioned. We get to decorate the house.
Poor guy.
We get to make cookies. We get to watch 800 movies. We get to hate watch or love watch Hallmark movies, depending on how you feel about them. I think I kind of like poking fun at Hallmark movies, but I still love them. It's like a tradition for me. Mm-hmm. And then number three for me is the ability to take some time off and watch sports and eat and just be to embrace the vacation side of Christmas. I love that. Do you want me to go into the next one or do you want to
do
yours?
Okay. I love your list.
Thank you.
I love there's these, and I'm looking at my list and I'm realizing that it's there are moments.
Sure.
So I love the time right after Thanksgiving, like right now, before the actual crush of Christmas hits. So there aren't like 10,000 things I need to, you know, do. And there isn't that, although if I would do them more now and less on December 20th, it would feel less crazy. But just like when I can play my Christmas music without being judged and watch, I can just embrace Christmas without the crush of the craziness. So there's like that window of time.
Mm-hmm.
I love a holiday party and getting dressed up. And you know, for me to say I love going out in public but being around a crowd of people maybe people are doing a double take, but I love not a ton of holiday parties, but I love a holiday party. And I love that we have teenagers right now. PC's about to turn 13. I think there's nothing like the magic of Christmas with littles, but there's something super special about the age our kids are right now.
Is it because we can straddle that space between the innocence of youth and a little bit of adult understanding and humor and the ability to kind of treat them like adults?
Right. And so I think there is a magic when your babies are younger that is so, so special, but there is a participation in the magic that our kids are just so much more aware, and I love their age right now. And let me tell you something, they are no teenager's perfect, no human is perfect, but my son, I've been begging him to write a Christmas list, and hand to God, this is the second year in a row he's asked for an Xbox gift card because he wants to buy a video game, which is fine, and he wants the rest of it to go to charity. And that's what we did last year. And I actually credit Mr. Beast, who's a YouTuber. He's actually out of
Isn't that crazy?
He's like the most popular YouTuber,
I think. He just surpassed PewDiePie as the most subscribed YouTuber.
I think there's another one. Anyway.
Well, he just passed him.
Well, and he has like 10 different channels and gaming, but he's just
incredibly positive.
Yeah. And he has like charity channels, and the whole crux of what he does is like donate and help people. And my son is such a fan of his, and he sees that. So I donated to Mr. Beast charity last year, but I was like, okay, dude, you don't have a lot of things to open. Like I got him some books and stuff just to have stuff. But anyway, so I just love the humans are becoming. So that's what I love.
Just, you know, November 15th, he did surpass as the most subscribed channel on YouTube.
Yeah. I think he surpassed PewDiePie like a million years ago, but there was like a channel. Okay. Anyway.
Well, that's interesting. This article is November 15th when I read it. So, okay.
Awesome.
And we are coming right back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Let's be honest. We've all had embarrassing BO moments. Like any time you have to speak in public, if you don't put deodorant on, it's like a different type of sweat. Ugh. And you and I did like a thing and I got done. And thank God I had a blazer on because it sort of masked it. But then I took it off and got in the car and it was just like...
There is a lot of pit sweat. Yeah. Fortunately, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making it so none of us ever have to worry about that BO again.
Unlike certain other DOs, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way.
Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet.
Lumi is a game-changing deodorant designed by an OBGYN.
Fast forward 6 years and her Whole Body Deo has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews.
How? Well, unlike certain traditional deodorants that try to mask odor with a fragrance, Lumi is formulated to stop odor before it starts, more like a pre-odorant.
I personally love that Lumi is baking soda free and paraben free.
You can choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code HOLDERNESS at LumiDeodorant.com.
That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit Lumi Deodorant and use code HOLDERNESS.
And it's Lumi, L-U-M-E.
Let's just rehash. For you, it was parties. It was the lull after Thanksgiving, and it was spending it with teenagers.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Okay, so this is where it might get a little interesting. We're going to talk about what we don't love, okay? Mm-hmm. So what we're getting to is what is causing the stressors, probably, mm-hmm. when it comes to Christmas time. Do you want me to do mine first?
Yeah.
I should say holidays, not Christmas. I don't love that it does seem like there's more to do around mm-hmm. the holidays. I want to be clear that, and I want, this is a caveat, I was raised in a different type of family where Christmas was like a vacation for me. I had a mother who did literally everything around me for Christmas, and it was like being at a spa yeah. for 2 weeks. And I also want to clarify that I love my family. Maybe even more. And I love the dynamic around my family. And I love the fact that it is more of an active group when it comes to Christmas. But it is a different dynamic. And I am still getting used to it after 20 years or however long, I guess 15 years since we've had a family. I'm still getting used to that dynamic. And that causes struggles for me.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two is I do feel like stress around Christmas time sucks the love out of the holiday.
Yeah.
I don't think I need to elaborate with that.
Mm-mm.
And three, I don't love not having fully cognizant parents of my own around to celebrate with me anymore. I do love visiting my mom, but that's sometimes just as heartbreaking as it is heartwarming. And I can't really say much else about that.
Babe, I'm sorry.
That part sucks.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Mm. Yeah.
I thought about not putting that in there, but I think it's a big part of it. Like it's.
Yeah. And I know that that's not the goal of our show, but if you're talking about it, I don't know how much to bring it up with you. I mean, we talk about it.
Yeah. Why do you feel like you don't know how much to bring it up with me?
Because when we do, so to catch you up, friends, Penn's dad passed away this summer, and his mom is, and that's Russell, very well-timed saw on the old water heater.
They may not have heard that. That's okay.
Is advancing through the stages of Alzheimer's, so there's not a lot of awareness or, you know, verbal ability. And she's still like a light, bright, just like wonderful, shiny human. But definitely not. There's a lack of awareness. I struggle with it because I know it's so hard, and that I know you went to visit her recently, and I know that was hard. So like, is it helpful? And I mean, we had a brief conversation, but should I be encouraging you to visit? Should we? I don't know. Does talking about it help?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I honestly think people understanding that it's those two things, it's both, it's great and it sucks. I still want to go see her, but it's at the point now where I'm sure people understand, it takes courage, and it takes like kind of steeling yourself and prepping yourself every single time. Yeah. Because dementia gets, it just scientifically, it gets worse every time. Mm-hmm. It's worse. And I'll come back and say, man, she had her, you know, she held my hand, and she, you know, I think she recognized my voice. Like, you're holding onto these small victories. Objectively, it's worse every time.
Yeah.
Objectively, it's getting harder every time for her brain to even close her own mouth. So it sucks. And I do want to talk about it. But I also, you know, I think if I go a few days without going, I think that's okay too.
Yeah, 100%. Okay.
Sorry. So that's, I don't love that. It's gotten tougher and tougher. This is probably the toughest year because, yeah, my dad died this year. But also, it was, I mean, isn't a big part of your Christmas values and loves and nostalgia, isn't that, I mean, you remember Clark Griswold, it's kind of like going and looking at that 8mm reel in the attic, and you're crying and you're wearing your grandma's gloves and your hat, and you're kind of thinking back through those moments. And those moments are great, but the moments in the now are really tough.
Yeah. And I think that's why the holidays are such an emotional time for people, because it was magic, right? Your mom made it magical for you. And
it probably wasn't like a super healthy wedding marriage dynamic, because she literally did everything. Like, talk about secret contracts. Like, my dad was a preacher, right? So he was gone all the time, and mom did everything. She was a 5-star hotel.
But let's be clear, it worked for them.
Yeah.
So it brought her joy to do that. So I'm not going to sit here and judge their marriage. They had a very good marriage. They, you know, up until when they were both still walking, like, Penn, you referenced this in your eulogy of your dad, he was like grabbing her butt as they were like walking into skilled nursing. So like, yes, they're both in walkers. He reached over, grabbed her butt. So like, they had a very healthy marriage. So, but she did everything. Okay. Now let's move on to mature people ask for what they want.
Well, we do need to know what you don't love.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to seem like a huge biatch.
Why?
Because my stuff is really petty.
Most of mine is petty. Like, most of mine, if you really kind of, let's just, I'll tell you what, I'll make mine seem a little pettier.
No.
Here we
no,
go.
No.
Here's mine. Number one, I don't want to do anything. Number two, nobody likes me. And number three,
I don't love the stress of holiday shopping lists, like creating holiday shopping lists for everyone. And I feel like I am the sole person in charge of that. I don't love the stress of, I don't love like being the person that's in charge of like food and getting the house ready for visitors. And I do have helpful family if I tell them exactly what to do, but sometimes I feel like a nag when I'm telling everybody what to do. Like if I'm making a list for people, I'm like,
yeah,
I feel like a huge nag.
Yep.
And I hate that role. And I don't love how out of control the spending gets at the last minute because lists are not aligned.
Okay. I'm nodding my head and saying, I think we're going to make some progress here.
Yeah.
I will say, like, anyone who has any idea or basic listening skills can tell that the main stressor here for us is going to be that you feel like you're doing too much and I feel like I don't like doing stuff. So let's go ahead and throw that out. Like, but it's good. We're getting it out there. But I also have some needs that need to be addressed as well. Yeah. So I say we move forward with this.
Yes.
Let's go with
it. It is very funny that it's like
there was all the three the same things.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's okay. That's what this is for. So you have a very specific set of things that you need.
Yeah.
And I think we can work on this.
Okay.
Okay. So why don't you do what you want first? Because since we're on this vibe.
Okay.
What are your three things that you want?
I want to be in charge of fewer lists.
Okay.
I realize that I notice more things than others in this house, but I'd like to not. In a perfect world, so I think what a therapist would tell me is if you want to be in charge of fewer lists, you have to be okay with just the state of things, mm-hmm. right? But I would like to that there be, and I'm not just talking to you, Penn. You know who I said I love having teenagers? Teenagers are completely capable of doing crap.
Yes.
And so I would love it if my teenagers realized, like, hey, the garbage needs to be emptied. Hey, and they do it. Like,
but you don't want to be the person who's constantly having to say that. I'm hearing what you're saying. Because, I mean, look, every family has the dynamic of, like, no one wants to just be the nag and one be the fun person. And I do try to help you with that. It is definitely counterintuitive my personality, but I do try to do that. And I'm going to try to do that more.
But, and also even the language, like, let's dissect this. And this is not anything against you, because I know you are very willing here.
Yeah.
But it's like, what can I do to, like, hosting Thanksgiving? What can I do to help you? We are hosting Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're so right.
So, like, it should be.
Although, even Anne-Marie was here yesterday, and she's like, oh, Kim, are you so excited you're hosting Thanksgiving? Like, everyone says that.
Right. But I don't think I didn't take it like that. But I think that it's you are very willing to help me. And it's like, so first of all, let me say, you are and continue to be, like, I think if there was a dad competition, you would definitely be like top 10 on the planet, because you never ever, I didn't even have to train you for this. My makes my skin crawl when I hear a dad say, oh, I helped my wife with the kids. No, dude, you were a father, and that's what you do. You didn't babysit your children.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm babysitting tonight.
No, you're not babysitting. Yeah. Those are your freaking children. So you never, ever, ever, ever use that language, but you use that language when it comes to, like, house stuff. It's like, what can I do to help you? Which I love. I love being helped, but it's like, we are as a partners hosting, and, like, yeah. Okay. So anyway,
That was one.
Okay.
Okay. Recap. What was one? I'm sorry.
I want to be in charge of fewer lists.
Got it. Okay. Got it.
And I just want people to be better noticers of things. I'd like some awareness of what we are buying for the kids, so there isn't a last minute, but something needs to be from me. You are very sweet, and you want to buy Lola and PC something that, like, you picked out.
Right.
And the problem is that I see, I have already done an intense amount of spending and shopping.
Yeah.
Not intense, but you know what I mean. And if we could coordinate, and so you are a very generous dad, and you swoop in.
Okay.
And there's, like, you bought Lola, like, this little L necklace that has, like, a little diamond on it. She loves it. She wears it every day. From, like, an actual jewelry store, he bought it, which I love. I love that you did it. But I had already bought it. She had, like, three of these cheapy whatever necklaces that teenagers wear on her list that I had bought. So now it's like, okay, she has three necklaces for Christmas, but one of them was super spendy. And, like, if we could just be aligned in the beginning on that.
Yeah, this is an easy fix. That's fine.
Right.
I get that. So
I don't care that it's from you. That doesn't matter.
I will say, I do think that the kids know who the main gift giver is on Christmas, because they live.
It's Santa.
Yes, it's obviously. Santa.
Obviously.
They know that Santa does a lot more work than Daddy does. So
it's not a credit thing.
But
it's a finance thing.
I do think Santa needs to be appreciated a little bit more.
This is 100. Let me
be clear.
Let me be clear.
Okay.
I do not care who gets credit for putting presents under the tree.
Yeah.
I care that it is financially, it is, it gets spendy to go out on Christmas Eve and go to a jewelry store.
I don't go out on, okay, hang on.
It's not Christmas
Eve. This is going to be our first disagreement. Yeah.
Right. But then I've already.
That's not Christmas Eve.
No, but I've already wrapped and spent everything.
I got you. Well, I can, I mean.
And so if you say to me on December 5th or December 10th, then I can scale
back. Earlier coordination so that you can scale
back.
So just,
so the ask is, I'd like some awareness of what we're buying for the kids.
But also, can't we just make this for mommy and daddy? Like, that's okay.
But no. Again, nothing to do with who it's from. Nothing to do.
Okay.
It has everything to do with the finances of it.
Gotcha. Now, I have heard you say in the past, like, it's so funny, honey, because all of these things are from Santa, and then there's one thing from daddy.
No, that was a joke. Everybody is in on that, and they are very aware.
Good. Okay.
They are, the children are incredibly aware.
Okay.
And I know so listen, our friend Mo from The Amazing Race, from the team Mike and Mo, the Buffalo Cops, was in town last weekend, and it was funny because we met him for coffee, and then he came like basically running errands with us. Penn's car is dead, but it was like on one of Penn's car's last days, and it was like jumping.
It was in hospice.
It was in hospice.
Yeah.
And Penn's like, oh, I need a new car. And Mo's like, dude, you just won The Amazing Race. Get a new car. And we have to explain it again. 40% of that winning went to the government, probably more.
A third of it went to charity.
Yeah.
And people.
And people and charity. And then a third of it, we split up money for our kids' college education, which, by the way, won't even pay for their entirety of their college education.
Maybe a couple weeks.
And then we banked, I think we like went into our account like $9,000, which again, $9,000 is...
I can't buy a car with that.
But you can't... That's like a water heater. Like,
that's right. That is going in the room next to us is the rest of our budget for The Amazing Race.
So people roll their eyes when I talk about budget, but like,
yeah,
we live with incredible privilege. Don't get me wrong, but like we make a budget.
Yeah.
So that's what it's about. It's not about who bought it.
Okay. So to recap,
I want to be in charge of fewer lists. Fewer lists. Like awareness on what we're buying for the kids.
Okay. Is there a third one?
Yeah. And this is where it gets kind of like loosey goosey. Oh my!
Mine's very loosey goosey.
It's. I'd like to feel less stress overall.
Yeah.
I know it. It's not all sunshine and magic and like.
Well, I think that's the most important one.
Right? Yeah, but I don't. It's not specific, and I think that one of the rules of mature people ask for what they want is to be specific. I feel, and it's not. I think I would feel less stress.
But I got some stuff because I can, because I know what you get stressed out about. So we're going to workshop this in just a second.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you what I want.
Okay.
And then we're going to work on this. Okay. And this is going to be the fun part, right? Because I'm going to be talking about solving your wants.
Yeah.
And you're going to be talking about solving my wants. And they may require some compromises. Yeah. And I've already got my first idea for one. But let me do my wants first of all.
Okay, please.
Number one, I want to love and to be loved more at Christmas time. I hate feeling the lack of that when that's what Christmas should be all about. And I'm not talking about like, this isn't good perverts. I'm not talking about anything like specifically physical. Specifically, that's not the problem. I'm actually feeling quite a bit of love right now in this conversation. So it's already happening for me. I feel the love from you and I feel the love for you and it's flowing in both directions and you can feel it in this room. Russell can feel it and he's in the other room.
Can feel it.
Yeah. But I want more. I want more love.
Yeah.
That's loosey goosey too.
No, but honestly, I can, when I'm stressed, I know I can be quiet.
Yeah.
I never withhold affection, but I don't reach for your hand.
Yeah.
I don't reach for a hug. So my instinct is to like kind of shell up and be like, fine, I'll just do it myself. Right. And I just need to.
Right.
Yeah.
Number two, I want to have some time to check out. I want to be able to just to go, ugh. I think I just feel that way right now because this has been a crazy, crazy week. But sometimes around Christmas time, it feels that way as well. And it's because there's a lot of things to do and I'm probably, I may not be doing them as efficiently as I should. So that's something. Mm-hmm. And I bet you'd like that too.
Yeah, sure.
And but that's a high quality like thing for me, is I just need some time to just veg out, or I don't want to say disappear, but like go watch a sports game or something, or, you know,
sports match,
sports team. Yeah, the World Cup's coming in. Number three, I want to be forgiven and appreciated as long as I'm doing the very best I can. Those are my three things.
I like those.
Let's make a contract.
Yeah.
So here's how we do it.
Okay.
I heard what you wanted to do. So let me start with, you want to be in charge of fewer lists and you want to generally be less stressed.
Yeah.
I want to be forgiven and appreciated as long as I'm doing the best that I can.
Right.
And be loved more. Here's my thing. I wake up in the morning and there's already a list and something. You've been up and there's some stuff that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not great timing for me to hear it right then, but it is important. It needs to be done. And I can't get up early enough to anticipate your needs, because a lot of this is about, I need to anticipate your needs more. And I'm actually fine with that. I love anticipating your needs. Here's the solution. I'm going to craft something every night before, when I'm awake, because I'm sitting on my computer every night,
yeah,
of like some things that I can do to help you out the next day. And I can even send it out to the kids. I can send it out to you, but you're going to wake up with some stuff that I'm aware that I need to do every morning.
Is that realistic?
Yeah. I'm sitting there like, first of all, I understand why you're asking if it's realistic. It's like, that is the start of my stress. And this is the start of your stress, because you wake up and you feel alone and there's nobody awake right now and you got stuff you want to do. I wake up and I feel like, okay, here comes a huge list of things to do. I haven't even had a chance to get my coffee yet. So like, I want to anticipate your needs the night before. And you don't have to approve all of them.
Well, so here's let me raise a red flag, is that at the end of the night, I am such a zombie. That
I know.
I don't want to talk about
it. You're not going to talk about it. Doing this by myself.
Oh, got it.
I'm doing this, Kim. You're going to be asleep when I do this.
Okay.
That's the key.
Love it.
So, and you can even say, no, thanks, I got it. No. Yes. Yes and no, but at least like, you wake up and you've got something.
Okay.
And I think that like, during the holiday season, we'll workshop this. We might not do it all the time, but I do know that you wake up and you feel all these things the minute that you wake up. Mm-hmm. And then I wake up and I don't feel loved or that I have time to check out or that I'm being appreciated. So I think like, what if we try this and see if it helps?
If you feel like it's a sustainable thing.
I don't know. Like, I may not do it every day, but I'm gonna try it.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, this is a contract.
Yeah.
So like, you understand, like, I'm trying to do something for you, mm-hmm, that will also help both of us.
Yes. Are we doing one contract?
Yep.
Okay. So you're in charge. You're the secretary.
Pen.
He's typing.
Night before list for Kim to read when she wakes up.
Okay. You had mentioned just wanting to check out. And I think here's an example. The World Cup first soccer match of U.S. I'm not even saying the soccer.
They played right. Wales yesterday.
Yes. Penn's like, we had a long day of shooting and planned. And he goes, hey, guys, it's actually important to me that I'm done by 2 because I want to watch this. And everybody's like, okay, but we have a crew coming at 3 and we have a night shoot. We shot until 8 o'clock. So I think everybody respects that. Everyone we work with respects like how hard you work and the need to check out. So maybe and I think what takes me by surprise is sometimes, like, you love pickleball, but sometimes like it'll be during a day and you're like, hey, I'm going to go play pickleball. That's great. You're going to go at lunch or whatever. But if there's some, like, you should be able to just check out. That's fine. But if there's some plan around it.
I already wrote down what I can do here.
Okay, what is it?
I just need to put stuff on the calendar. Like, my checkout time needs to be on the calendar.
I think just for the stage of life we're in right now, that would be helpful.
Yep.
Honestly, if you've heard our pickleball podcast last week, I think that that's going to be my next thing. But I am me. So I definitely want to like take lessons and stuff, mm-hmm, like that. So that's on me. But they don't do those typically at 6 a.m. So I'm going to have to plan some checkout time.
Of course. And I'm all for that. So this is for both of us.
Yeah. And a plan checkout time. And I think that would just give us a mental break. Because when it comes down to it, like, we can be productive around that. And it's very important for both of us.
Got it. Yeah, I started writing that while you were talking. Sorry, because I kind of knew where this was
going. I know. So you were super cute with that text. And everybody's like,
you know what? My friends are playing tennis tomorrow. I'm going to send a calendar invite right now. And okay. They'll see if it gets accepted or not.
No, honey, but what time are they playing?
1 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sure.
Is that good? Put it on the calendar?
Great.
Sweet. This is good. Okay, so far I need to give you a night before list, and I'm going to schedule recreational things that I need ahead of time.
Yeah.
How do we deal with your, let's see.
I think if there's, I think what we need to sit down, are you kidding me? Lola came with like a whole like PowerPoint presentation for her list, but I had PC write some things down. We just need to sit down together about what we're buying, and then that's the easiest fix on here. And you can decide if there's a special something you want to get for them.
Down about presents. Okay, so what you're doing is you're talking about the solutions to your wants, which is great.
Oh, but I thought that's what you're asking.
No, what we want to do, well, that's fine. I can say that too. I thought this would be a fun exercise if I'm addressing your wants and needs and you're addressing my wants.
Oh,
and needs,
I didn't which understand.
Was why, which was
I
why, didn't understand. Which was why I put that first one about like getting you something when you wake up. Like, I'm doing this for you.
Okay. So I misunderstood. Okay.
So here's my next idea. Why don't we have a sit down and discuss the kids' gifts? So okay, now it's my idea.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So the next one on your list then was, we didn't share each other's
You did
list.
Have time to check out. It says to be loved more and to be appreciated as long as I'm doing the best I can.
Okay. I'm going to be nicer. I think that what would make you feel loved more?
I don't know. I don't know that. Do I need to answer that question? I think it's nice when you feel like you're being not just treated the same as, but like a little bit better than the people that are around you because you're that person's special person.
Mm-hmm. When things get really busy, and I think that I am aware that our relationship takes a hit in that when I get very stressed, which have been very stressed lately about life, about work, about everything, I go inward.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to, I don't know why. There are moments that I'm not mad at you. But I know that I'm not exactly being loving. I'm just being very quiet. And, you know, I go inward.
And I don't want you to not be able to process whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah,
I want you to be able to process it.
There's a balance though that you, because I'm very aware that my mom said when we got married, you know, her piece of advice is like, just be nice to each other. And she had been married to my dad for 27 years and they fought very hard, but got divorced. Now they're both happily married to other people. And I think the biggest thing she learned from her first marriage was just be nice to each other. And I think that it's not this big sacrifice to just be nicer. And it's not that I'm being mean, just so you know, to people listening. It's not that I'm being mean. I'm just not, there are things I could do to show love that wouldn't be disrespectful for how I need to process my emotions, I think. Like some acts of kindness. And I will work harder to find those moments.
Is that gonna stress you out more, or do you think that'll make you feel?
No, I don't know. No,
burdened or
no? I think it's because I'm aware. I'm aware when I'm like vibrating with like anxiety or just stress, And I'm aware I'm not capable of a ton, giving a ton. And, but I think that because I get to be a part of a family system, part of the payment is I can't go inward every single time I feel that. I have to be respectful to the people around me. And that's what I heard when you said, like, you just want to be loved and showed kindness maybe more than the people, because I think you see me when we have people we work with or people in the house or we go out to dinner, you see me being overly kind and very gracious. And it's easy, it's because it's easier, I'm not going to say put on a show because I feel like I'm genuinely being nice, but I can put on a smile and I can, you know, sit there and laugh and joke around with a stranger that I meet at the airport, as opposed to you, who I feel safest with. It's because I do feel so safe. I kind of, you know, to quote that children's book, I curl up in a ball, you know, sometimes I feel so small. So I just want to curl up in a ball and I feel safe doing it around you.
And I don't want you to not feel safe doing that.
Like, no, but
I think curling up in a ball is different from.
But sometimes I operate like.
Like, I want you to be able to share when you're upset. And
but
when you're
I feel like it's unfair to you because I'm upset so much.
Yeah.
I think that, like, to be an empath in this world and to, I mean, we don't talk about it every single time there's a mass shooting on this podcast because it would dominate, it would be every single week, but there would just been two mass shootings. And then there was a threat. Yeah, one of them hit pretty close to home at UVA, and we know somebody who was a witness to it and is forever changed. And there was a threat at our daughter's school, and it turned out they did such a good job handling it, but it was unsubstantiated, but they investigated it. But, like, that kind of rocked our family, just like, oh, crap, because you have to think it's going to – so I – every single time one of those happens, and they happen every day, and then – you know, I walk, I feel sometimes, and then you add just like the normal life, work stress that everybody carries. I feel like there are times when I'm, you know, I'm driving to pick up PC after basketball practice, and I'm like looking around at the highway. I'm like, how is everybody doing this? How is everybody just getting along and going through this? Like, why isn't everybody vibrating with rage like I am? And I feel like it takes everything I have to get through those motions of, like, okay, picked up my kid, made dinner, you know, started the dishwasher, took out the garbage, good, like, I took everything I could just to, like, get through that. So then But it's incredibly unfair to you for me to be checking a box. And part of the things I'm not checking is, like, oh, give my husband a hug. You know, like, bring him coffee in the morning. Make him a breakfast. Like,
you don't have to make me breakfast.
No, well, you don't really make breakfast.
And I'm not, listen, I'm not asking for specific. You just gave me three things of, like, hug, breakfast, coffee. Thank you. Very sweet. What you just did before that was love. You just opened up to me. Like, you just told me how you were feeling. That's enough for me. What you just did before that is enough for me.
But I feel like, first of all, you're very kind. But I feel like if I did this every day.
You mean what's happening right now? That would, yeah, it's.
It's too much.
It's too much for you. It's, well, too much, Ben.
Too much, Ben. And I prefer to laugh. And I prefer, I hate feeling like this. So sometimes I'm like, I don't want to feel like this, so I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many ways. There's so many ways to show love, and they don't have to be the way that makes you feel exhausted or uncomfortable or feel like you're even, you know, especially like on a day when you're busy and you just got done shopping and, like, your husband left a freaking range on, and, like, it's hard. Like, those are hard times to show any sort of love or compassion. I understand that. And by the way, I bet I could do a better job at this too. I think everyone could do a better job at treating their spouse with the same love that they treat a stranger in Christmas time. Because yeah. that's what happens. You go to these parties and you have to save so much positive energy for people. Then you get home and you're probably like, oh my God,
yeah,
I can't take any more of this. Can I just stand over here and watch TV? And I get that. It's not easy.
Yeah. But no, I think an addendum to our, I think the number one thing on our secret, our holiday contract is to show each other more love mm-hmm. than we show the strangers we meet at cocktail parties. And
I have show each other more love and appreciation than we show randos.
Okay.
How's that?
It's good.
I love that. Thank you. I'm not saying I can't do a better job as well. I think I just have a deficit in my love languages for that, right? Like, and it gets really hard around Christmas time.
Like, can I admit that we went out on a date last Saturday or whenever it was, or two Saturdays ago, and it was Lola had a birthday party in Durham, which was, she had so much fun, but it's 30 minutes away from us. So we drove her there and we went out to dinner, which we love. The restaurants in Durham are just like 10 out of 10. If you ever visit our area, go to Durham and
yes,
eat.
This place was awesome.
This place was awesome. We sat at the bar.
Let's pub them. It's called Viceroy. It's an Indian restaurant. It's amazing.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, I almost didn't want to say it because like it's hard enough to get a reservation.
But because we said it, we need a table anytime we ask
no,
for
one. No. We sat at the bar because we couldn't get a reservation. We sat at the bar.
We did. That's true.
And they were very kind.
Which I like better. The bartender was, sometimes yeah. the bartender is better than the waiters. Not that I know the waiters, but this bartender was awesome.
Yeah, she was great. Yeah. But I was having a particularly heavy day. Because there was like 47 things happening that day and you were playing in a tennis tournament, which is great. You had, and that's you checking out, but that meant, and it was fine. There was a lot of kid logistics that day and I agreed to do it and that's what you do. But then there was like something else happened in the world that day. And it was one of those days that
it was the Raleigh Christmas parade.
Oh my God, that's what it was. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so in our community, and I've already cried. So there's tragically during the Raleigh Christmas parade, a truck went out of control. I mean, it made national news, and he hit a little girl, and the little girl died. And I read it, and I dropped to my knees.
Yeah,
and I. Just in tears. And then because even the man driving, I mean, his life is, I mean, we're not going to talk about the details of it, but I was so rocked by that. And then the kids were very, I mean, they have friends that dance at that dance studio. So we're like trying to find out. So the kids were really upset. And then it's just upsetting in general. So, but that night I'm like, you know what? Penn and I never get to go on a date night. I'm going to like smile and I'm going to put on a happy face and I'm going to wear a cute outfit. And I felt like I 100% enjoyed my time with you. Like I had a great time, but like if it were just me living alone, which would be very sad, I would have been curled up under 12 blankets. Like I never would have had the strength to leave the house. So I think it's good that we left, but I was so like, I didn't want to have that conversation of like, Penn, I know we're here and we're eating delicious food, but I'm really struggling right now because like, I know that you were sad, like when you learned about it, but somehow able to, you like had an appropriate response. And then you were like, oh my gosh, this is such a, you know, hours later, obviously such a great, you know, restaurant. This bartender is great. Like you were able to enjoy the moment and I just could not get out of my head about the day that it just happened.
I hear you.
So
Let me say this again. You showing love to me and showing appreciation does not have to be smiling and grinning through pain. It doesn't. If you had shared with me the way that you just did right now, because what you're doing right now is love. If you're saying, Penn, I have had an absolutely atrocious day. I love you. I love this place. There was a football game over your head that I could have just watched. Mm-hmm. And I would have been okay with that. If you needed to sit there, you could have gotten to go. But like sharing those feelings with me about what's coming out of you, like on the inside, that's love.
But don't
that's
you,
enough.
Okay. I love
it's
you.
Enough.
I love you for saying that. I just feel like if I did that every time I was overwhelmed,
Yeah, that mm-hmm. might not. That actually might not be good for you. Is doing that. So sometimes you.
That's what I'm saying.
I hear like you. To your point, you got to get out.
Yeah. And yeah. it's like.
But I don't want you to feel guilty about me. You're talking about you right now. That could be tough on you. Mm-hmm. For me, you tell me, it's enough. That's love. It's enough for me. And then I know you. There's going to be some days that you're the life of the party when you go out. Those days are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's still within this contract. I think if we show each other more love and appreciation than we show randos, that's on the list that we have here. I think what you if you really didn't feel like going out and you wanted to say that to me.
But I did. I did.
Okay.
I did, and I was looking forward to it, and I did want to. I just wasn't able to match your enthusiasm.
Yeah. Would you like me to spend a little more time with empathy and deference? Will that help your holidays out? Do you understand what I mean? I know I process things differently. I really do. But should I give you some more time to be in those moments when they happen?
No, I mean, I just feel like it just maybe just a general awareness. But again, if I had a partner that every single time was let's feel this together. Let's do that might be bad for me too.
Right.
Because I think if...
All right, we'll leave that out.
No. But I don't know. I think we're just going to have to figure this out as we go.
Okay. Well, no, but we've got a contract that we're going to sign. We're going to print it out and we're going to sign it. By the way, we might actually put if this works, we're getting rich.
We're going to sell it. We're going to sell it.
It's kidding. No, you can't sell this. This is for the world. Maybe we'll put a PDF out or something that you guys can print. It's like a worksheet that you can fill out.
Free download.
Or we charge $800 for it.
Oh my God.
I'm joking. I don't know how to do money.
No, we're so bad with money.
No, this is our Christmas gift to you. Have this difficult conversation with your spouse.
Merry Christmas.
So we did four things in our contract. Okay. And again, we can amend, but I think for now, it's good to have this contract. Okay, we'll see how it does for the season. Number one, I'm going to do my night before list for you to read when you wake up.
Okay.
And we're going to be okay if it's not every day. Not going to yell at me if it's not every day, but I'm going to try to do it as much as I can. Right? Number two, we're going to schedule recreational things, both of us, that we need ahead of time. Like tennis, for you to go play pickleball, for you to go get your nails did, whatever it is that you want to give you some you time.
Yeah.
We're going to schedule that and put it on the calendar. Just like in the book, we schedule sex, which works great too. Number three, we are going to have a sit down to address gifts in the next week.
Yes.
Right? Number four, we are both going to show each other more love and appreciation than we show randos.
I thought that was number one.
That's the fourth thing.
Okay.
It should be the most important. Do you want us to rank? Are we ranking these?
No, that's fine.
That is, I think sometimes you save the best for last, like Vanessa Williams said.
Oh, that was such a bop.
Sometimes the sun goes round the moon. Sometimes the snow falls in June.
No. I don't know. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was everybody's, I feel like that was
hit. Listen, Max, if you'd love to just sneak that into the back. For the end of this song?
No.
That would be
So what do you think that sing it for us?
Just when I thought a chance has passed, you go and save the best for last. Cause sometimes the only thing you're looking for is sitting over there. Here's the thing.
So good.
I remember notes. And now we're staring face to face. Isn't this world a crazy place?
When did that come out?
I thought a chance. 1991.
Because I feel like that was everybody's high school.
I think you were in middle school.
Hold on.
No,
when did it come out?
91. I'm going 91. Or 92.
1992.
Boom.
Okay. So here's the thing. Everybody danced to that at the high school prom or whatever. That is not your last, guys. You're in high school. That's not the last.
Just like you haven't come to the end of the road.
You have not. It's so funny. That was, I think, Oh, it's so hard to say goodbye. Or end of the road was like our high school graduation song.
Just
like
Boyz II Men cornered the market.
They really did.
Yeah.
And like, and they, I feel like they played it over loud speakers. Like, it's so, oh my gosh. High school, man.
Good stuff.
This was great. Yeah. I feel good. I do like an action item. So I think having something, I feel like we should print
That's what the contract's
and
for.
And we put it on our refrigerator.
Okay, make sure this is all okay for other people to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
I feel like we put it on a refrigerator.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, bathroom door. You want to see how Russell feels about all this? He's been really quiet in there.
In the attic. I mean, no, it's, like, kind of cold.
It's really cold. And he's right there.
He's right
there. I mean, it's sort of insulated, but.
I know. We told him, we're like, hey, bud, we're going to be recording a podcast. If you want to share your feelings. He's like, okay.
Okay. That was an hour long.
Wow, you guys, if you're still listening to this,
yeah,
extra credit for you.
Yeah.
We know Sam doesn't listen to our podcast.
No. You know how? She's not going to say anything about this part.
I know. So let's put this in and then like.
No one take it out.
Yeah. If no one take it out. Sam, don't tell Sam to listen.
Yeah.
We're going to see.
We'll say like, you know how we'll know that she'll know? We'll say something about her hair.
Oh, her, I like her short
hair. I love her short hair. She didn't like her haircut, and I liked her haircut. I thought it was pretty
Sam
sweet.
Sam is a member of our team who works. She works too hard to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, she's doing other crap for sure.
She doesn't have an hour of her day.
Just, no.
She works too hard.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
I don't listen to most of our podcasts. I was here.
Yeah. I mean, I'll listen to like,
yeah.
like edit stuff I know that like.
What do you think about people who listen to their own podcasts? Is that a little weird?
No, I think
there's a
difference.
Or is it good? You can learn how to be better, right?
Right. Okay. No, so I don't listen like once it's out. Like I'll listen beforehand because like, oh, we need to edit out this part where there was a big lull.
Yeah.
Like in the beginning of this podcast, I will see if Max catches it, but I had like a little stumble.
Oh, now we're putting Max on blast?
Let's see if Max listens. I'm getting Max.
You know, we had a really strong like end point about 4 minutes ago. And we have blown right through it. Like Vanessa is done singing. Should we just stop?
By the way, no.
Oh God, no, we're not.
No, real quick. Penn, next week you have your eye surgery.
Oh crap, you're right. Well, we got to make sure insurance covers it.
Oh yeah.
Because I don't want to get a cosmetic surgery. I just don't want it. I want it to be, I don't want it to be that. I want it to be something I need. So I had to take a test and we'll see if they say it's if it's not cosmetic. It shouldn't be because I can't see out the side of my eyes.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
Okay. Anyway, love you guys. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you've made it to the end of this podcast, extra credit for you. Take a screenshot. Tag us on Instagram.
Yes.
Put on your stories and then I like to see it when you do that. And then I will talk and then I'll reply. And
love
then
it.
Seems like we're friends. Okay. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.